They let me sit. Travis let me sit in his chair for a few minutes. I didn't get his, Mountain Dew, but I did get to sit in his chair. Mick, this is always a lot of fun because this is where the main show happens back here. These guys run the show.
For 20 years, we've had excellent employees. One of them being John Stahl. We'll drag him into the story here in a minute. But eight original employees are still with me. John, Tammy Mitchell, Chad Hancock, Scott Hancock. I got Chris Southwood is just barely because he started a month later. Lisa Green, Patrick McCormick, and I got one more somewhere. Oh, me. That's the original eight. So the original eight. And then we have two that left and came back. That's Joey Rogers and Kenny Wirtz. And because we're a really good employer that can actually get people to come back. But for 20 years, that's eight of the 38 today. There were 33 to start. And we added, we originally started with four people a shift. We ended up going to loadout only, feed loadout only that first year. And then migrated just three people a shift. But after you get 15 years on, we've got like 12 of us now with 15 years plus, 4 weeks vacation. Wow. Vacation coverage was one. And then, of course, you've got kind of a revolving door of your bottom 10. And so you've got a lot of people coming in to train, to acclimate to the business, to work shift work. And so we went back to four people a shift here about 3 years ago, right during COVID, actually, because COVID was another one of those strains where trying to get people and keep people was tough.
And you guys are continuing to build. We saw outside building another fermenter to add to your capacity.
Yeah, as the farmers bring corn or wheat or beans, today there's a unit train out there that got loaded this weekend, but that's corn. They're seeing more construction going on here. Mm-hmm. We've got about a $6 million project going on right now, and we'll continue that. There's investment that needs to happen. You have a plant that's 20 years old. There's some fully depreciated equipment. Some of that needs replaced. Some needs upgraded. Some of the process needs additional equipment. And that'll all be happening in the next 2 or 3 years, and you'll see some construction going on here.
It's exciting. Your gravel lot is soon not going to be out there anymore. Every time I come, I'm like, Mick, you're taking up the gravel lot. It's slowly going away.
It's open space.
There we go.
It's good. We've got 15 acres here. There's within our fence, there's 200 acres for the site, 43 acres being that lake. Although with the weather and the lake level come down, it's probably only about 40 acres right now.
Right.
But that has been our lifeblood. That's the water for the plant. It helps with the cooling water. The site is perfect for an ethanol plant because it's an old rock quarry.
Right.
And you couldn't grow crops on this ground to save your life.
Right.
So being a rock solid base, it's also adjacent to the CSX main line. So it's been an excellent location for a grain elevator for unit trains. Mm-hmm. That's 90 cars all loaded with the same product going to one customer, and that's Hopkinsville Elevator. And all those great big grain bins next door, most of them been built since we've been here, about a grain bin a year, has been their lifeblood with the CSX. When they made US 41 Pembroke Road to a four-lane highway, we got a four-lane highway out here. So the location has been great for trucks, been great for rail, been great for local corn. You know, Christian County is either number one or number two every year on corn grown in the state, as the number one corn grown county in the state, and that helps. We can supply this plant 16 million bushels from basically Christian County. Now, it doesn't come just from the county, but it could. There are other markets for corn here locally, but we can be supplied by 50-mile radius or less for 100% of our needs. And I'd say that's still only about a third of it.
Really?
Between here and Todd County and Trigg County, even Montgomery County, Tennessee, you've got grain here nearby that can be our lifeblood. That's our raw material. You notice how I talk with my hands?
You do, yeah. On the radio, right?
It doesn't work at all. But
That's right.
Come here, John Stahl. We'll talk to John in just a second. John, one of the original employees, where'd you start out here? Did you start doing what you're doing, plant manager now?
No, I grew into that role over most of the better part of 15 years, I guess. But started as a...
Foot four.
Yeah, I've grown 4 or 5 inches in that time somehow, but started as an operator. And, you know, I really want to hit on the point Mick made earlier. Our wealth is in our people. And, you know, this place has definitely seen a lot of success over 20 years, due in part to a wonderful partnership with Hopkinsville Elevator, next door, our parent company. They give us a steady supply of corn, but our people's what make things go around and work here. So very grateful for the time and the contributions from the top of the staff all the way down to the newest hire. We appreciate the contributions of each and every one of them.
And you see it from both standpoints. You're also farm at home when you're not here, don't you?
I do. I'm taking off the rest of the week, if it works out well, to pull anhydrous out of the back. We're going to try to wrap that up this week. But, you know, getting to see the kernel of corn from the time it goes in the ground to being delivered at Caskey and then having the opportunity to process it here on site, it's a huge blessing to me to get to see that local market turn from start to finish.
You talk about the people that work here with you. Great crew. I mean, we got Travis working back behind us on the controls, but you got a great crew around the clock that does that for you, and lab and everything else.
It's important to note that this is a 24/7 operation. So you see us when you come in here, you know, Monday through Friday when you guys do your live remotes. But a lot of the plant upsets, a lot of the power outages, a lot of the negative impacts to the business happen at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And so you got to rely on those people to come in at 2 in the morning. And we couldn't be more grateful to have the crew that we've got that are willing to come in on a moment's notice and help turn things around, because our profitability is tied directly to our uptime. So we can't just twiddle our thumbs at 2 in the morning and wait till 8 the next day. We got to get it started immediately. And we got a wonderful crew that makes all that happen.
Having folks to do that, that's very important. Plus, you're not a bad sausage maker either. All we get sausage in the wintertime from John Stahl.
I told you the last time you're in here, I've cheated. This is year 3 now. I'm just buying it from Hampton, so they're going to get a little free advertising out of this. But I do fire it, and I'm grateful you guys like it. It's pretty good sausage.
We do.
Always look forward to getting that every year. I hope Mick, do you get some of that mix? It's good.
He gets the first dibs. He goes through the first one. Yeah.
Smart thing. Plus, you're involved in your fire department at home, too.
We are. It's we like to serve in every way we can. I think we should be servants to those around us. And doing what we do here is just a part of that. But, you know, fire department, church, things like that. Civic service is important all the way around, and we like to contribute any way we can.
Appreciate your friendship, John. Appreciate what you do. John Stahl with us here at Commonwealth Agri-Energy. We're on 106.5 WKDZ.